So hello, this is Jill Francisco with the Paralegal Voice, and we are here at the NALA 2023 Annual Convention Conference in Boston. And we are super excited to just, you know, be here live and have a great gathering of paralegals, and also to kind of set aside a little time to bring in some of the, you know, action and what's going on and some opinions and some comments of some people that are here on site to some of our listeners that listen to our episodes and, you know, obviously couldn't make it and maybe want to see if this would be beneficial, you know, for you to come in the future. So we have a great contingency. We're on day one, so we're really hitting it off. We're not really deep into all our education, but we have definitely started it off with a bang. So, and I am super excited here to have Cassandra Oliver Divins with me. She is a NALA past president. She was actually before me on the board, so I got to watch many years. Cassandra, great leadership through the years. Cassandra, we have different, you know, obviously leadership styles, different personalities and everything, but I always enjoyed learning from Cassandra and, you know, watching your example that you set before us. And so then hopefully when I got my chance that I could, you know, lead NALA in the positive direction, as I know, you know, that you did. So I'm super excited to have Cassandra with me today.
Glad to be here with you, Jill. And yes, you soared. So grateful for your leadership and what you're bringing to the paralegal profession.
Thank you, Cassandra. And then we have Joey Jones, which is a current student and also first timer of the NALA conference. So he's going to kind of maybe give two little opinions and maybe some comments that our listeners might find valuable if they're thinking about trying to either get into the paralegal field. I think you're on the end, right? Of you're getting to the finish line. You're seeing the finish line. So you're going to be graduating soon. So anybody that may be on the fence and thinking about getting into the career, Joey is going to be able to provide maybe some insight on that. And then also being here first time, you know, what is convention like already? We're just, you know, not even a day in, but we're starting off with a bang. And, you know, how do you feel, you know, so far? So anyway, thank you so much, Joey, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I've been having so much fun so far. It's been truly a good time. So taking it all in.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So let's just talk about Cassandra, how you've been at, let me see, I was 18 to 20, correct? Mm-hmm. I was president. So you were 16.
Yes, to 18.
16, 18. Yes. We got to think about it. And so you've been out for, you know, out a little bit. And so how is it coming back? I mean, I know you've still come back, you know, and I know you would, because, I mean, it's like once we're dedicated to NALA, we're dedicated to NALA, right? Yeah. But how has it been coming back?
And this year has been energizing and even more so. And I think after the pandemic, every year in person is a blessing and excited.
Thankful.
And yes, thankful. And I'm so grateful that NALA is continuing to bring to paralegals what we need for us to continue our competency and to stay in the evolving profession that we're in, knowing that it's changing. And so it's electrifying as well as fulfilling in that I'm getting content. It's not just, it's good to network and that's part of it, but it's good to get professional development.
Correct. And isn't it fun to come back and we're not going to the meetings and we're not.
Yes. You don't have all the balls in the air juggling.
And we're trying to see all the members and we're trying to do so many things when we're here in our leadership capacity. And it is a treat. Mm-hmm. And we can win door prizes.
Yes.
As a side note. So what did you go to the ethics? What did you feel about that this afternoon?
Yes, I went to the ethics.
Which one?
And it was very beneficial and pertinent. Part of what I like is that I want information that I can apply. Mm-hmm. And it was practical and informative. And I walked away with a lot of information.
Right. And that's saying something because Cassandra, I mean, how long have you been? I mean, you could tell, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about like where you were? I mean, I know you're out of Tulsa, mm-hmm. coincidentally, NALA headquarters location, but also tell them a little bit about your, because you're experienced, seasoned paralegal. At your Williams, because you're still at the,
Yes, I'm at Williams right now. I have been a paralegal for over 30 years, a long time.
Yay.
Some people weren't born yet. And and it's been rewarding because I earlier on, I joined a local association, ATAPA, and I got engaged and got connected with other paralegals that were example and guide to me. And then later on, I got connected to NALA.
Yep.
So now I started at a private law firm. Now I work for a legal department at the Williams Company, and it's been a blessing. One, the caliber of company that it is, but yep. also the attorneys that I work for, the paralegals that I work with, and the whole support staff. But part of what has been key is managing my career, mm-hmm. that I understood that early and connected with people knowing that no man is an island. Oh. You need people to grow with, to learn from, and it's been rewarding for me.
Well, and I think that really that's kudos to NALA's education, because you have Joey here that's going to, we're going to see his insight on being a first timer and what he's learning from our segments. But then you have, you know, like you said, a season. I mean, you've been, mm-hmm. you know, you've had, I mean, who even know how many hours of ethics over the years.
Yes.
And, but it's changing and it's always mm-hmm. new. And like you said, if you can get that, even if it's just one takeaway, you know, it's mm-hmm. nice to know that NALA is still putting, like you said, the content out there, that it's different, whether you're brand new through the door, a little bit into your education, towards the end of your education, or, you know, new paralegal, seasoned paralegal, you know, you're still taking those takeaways, which is, you know, what we all need. Paralegal education, that's mm-hmm. the goal.
mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're learning from each other. And part of the networking at conferences, you are meeting people from all across the country and from some other locations that are outside of the country.
Right.
And you're networking with them and learning about the different fields and different areas and positions that paralegals hold.
Right.
My horizon has been broadened significantly since I got involved with NALA and realized that paralegals have transferable skills.
I know.
That they can do a variety
especially
of
nowadays.
Different things. Yes.
So Joey, so Cassandra said she went to the Exodus. I assume you went to there too. What was
yes,
your
ma'am.
Kind of take, you know, because that's probably, like I said, you've been having ethics probably in school.
Yes.
In your classes, but like how did, I mean, I'm sure it was hopefully still beneficial to you what NALA was putting on the table before us today.
Actually, this semester it was for ethics support to paralegals, one of the classes I'm taking this semester, and actually, part of the cases that, you know, was used in the example, I'm learning about that this week.
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
You know, so it's just tying it in. I want to just give a
Missouri
shout.
Missouri Merkins Jenkins? No.
It was. Exactly. That was the one we are learning about this week. So, you know, tying it all in. And I like to just give a shout out to my professor, yep. Melissa Ainsley Brooks. She's the program head for the paralegal department at my school at J. Sergeant Reynolds Community College.
Wonderful.
She's been wonderful. So I sent her a quick message with the screenshot. I was like, does this look familiar? And so for part of this week's module. And, you know, so of course, like, we're learning about the model rules and everything, the
yep.
ABA model rules.
Yep.
And so it's just like a good tie-in of what I've already learning, and because I've, you know, I've learned about UPL and of course
yep.
a previous semester. So it's all just tying it in, just learning it, just going with the flow with it pretty
yeah,
much.
And I'm it's good to fun. Know that, like you said, what you're learning locally is also what's on the national front. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. an important case, and it's an important case no matter where we are.
Exactly.
But let me just say, so what was your thought with, like, coming in here and, like, now you're with 400 of your peers, soon-to-be peers, maybe.
Right.
You know, how's that fun? I mean.
you know, it's been wonderful, I guess, because we got the name badges. So we're, you know, you could point, you know, pick us out, and it's just like really welcoming. That's the best example. It's very welcoming. You know, I've had such a great time. I'm having fun. I'm meeting lots of new people. So
from all over the place,
exactly.
I assume.
yes, ma'am. And a lot of people were surprised about, you know, the amount of people came from Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia has been one of the many states that I've heard that's just been, you know, surprising. Just everybody, you know, it's been welcoming. It's been great. I'm having so much fun.
Good. So. Well, and you know, Cassandra knows over the years, we love our first timers.
yes. Yes.
because we want all the first timers to turn into long timers year mm-hmm. after year after year. So we do really, I think, pride everyone, whether it's our paid staff, whether it's our volunteers, our leadership. Mm-hmm. I think everyone, even attendees, I mean, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, attendees that's been coming over the years, they're trying to be welcoming. I was laughing today, Cassandra, because I said, okay, I think I've been every year since 2002.
Wow.
like,
commitment.
Except that one.
Except,
yeah.
We still attended. We couldn't show up with our boots
person.
On the ground. But yeah, the other thing that I think is amazing about that, though, is that, you know, I always feel like when you said energy, That's a big key to me. Like, I feel like even though you're a long paralegal and you've been around and you've already been working in the field, or, you know, you've been a student and you're already been in your zone, no matter where you are, you come here and you leave like feeling energized and feeling like, okay, I'm good. Like, if I was stressed, if I was kind of bummed, if I was kind of in a rut, if I was just kind of, you know, doing the day to day, when you come back and you return, it's always amazing. And you share stuff and you feel energized. I mean, I know that's probably, you know, that's one of the reasons why we come back, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and I think learning should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, it can. Sometimes people are like, oh, learn, but it should be fun.
I have to sit in the CLE all day. Well, there's a lot more to it if you really get your boots on the ground here.
Yes. And you see the high caliber of speakers, presenters that now.
Year after year.
Yes. And you're taking that back to your company or law firm or wherever you are.
Sharing.
So, yeah, it's benefiting all around. So we come and we work hard and we come and we enjoy it. And it's a refresher. So we go back recharged, ready for another year.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here for just a minute and to thank our sponsors, and we'll be right back with you.
Looking for a process server you can trust? ServeNow.com is a nationwide network of local pre-screened process servers. ServeNow works with the most professional process servers in the industry, connecting your firm with process servers who embrace technology, have experience with high-volume serves, and understand the litigation process and rules of properly effectuating service. Find a pre-screened process server today. Visit www.servenow.com.
Delegate out those tasks that take up your time. Staffy can help you with your legal, administrative, marketing, and even client-facing workload. Hiring Staffy's top-notch bilingual virtual staff means Staffy does the recruiting, hiring, and training for you. Then, if you need a change, Staffy handles it. You get to concentrate on your strategic work. Schedule a free consultation at staffy.cc. That's STAFI.cc and get $500 off with code HAPPY24.
Thank you for coming back. Well, I'm sitting here today with Cassandra and Joey, and we're going to continue our conversation about the awesome things that are going on at the NILA Conference 2023 in Boston. So Joey was just, we were just discussing how, you know, you started, we want to rope in because we love our listeners, and we obviously want our listeners to have good takeaways. Like Cassandra was saying takeaways from the CLEs. We want takeaways from the podcast too, for paralegals to learn if they listen to the show. And Joey was just explaining how, you know, you listen to the show, and then you got the heads up about conference and other things that you learned about. And now you're taking advantage of all that. And you were talking about your professor that also mentioned things because she's been in the field and we're doing things. So how did you first listen to the podcast? Did your professor mention it to you, or how'd that go?
Honestly, I just typed into Pandora.
paralegal.
All right. And
there we go.
Legal.
Yeah.
Both those searches and just started listening and everything. And it's great because, you know, just it's my road trip, you know, so that's what I do for my road trips. Just listen to the legal podcast. That's pretty much all I would listen to on, you know, when I'm doing a drive. So, yeah.
Well, and you probably didn't, like I said, and then you found this. So that's, we're awesome that you know, we're happy you found us. And then but then, you know, you listened to some episodes and then now you got all these good takeaways and it's brought you actually, so you've listened to it virtually, basically over the airwaves, and now it's brought you here in person. And so, I mean, I think that you definitely learned, I mean, that like, hey, you know, it sounded good. You heard it from past people that attended. You heard from people saying you should attend, and here you are. So we're happy that that all transpired and calculated into getting you know, boots on the ground.
Yeah, because, you know, you pick up little things like NALA.
Yep.
So just little stuff like that, going on their website, it just, you know, like I said earlier, just get the discount rate for the early bird.
Oh, yeah.
Taking full advantage of the student memberships.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got the free membership with RPA, Richmond Paralegal Association. Got the student membership for here for the conference with the so, you know, trying to take as much as knowledge as I can because networking and just getting as much as you can.
Yep.
And another thing is just like as long as you know you're not going to make the biggest mistake, like blow up something, you know, it's good to just, you know, look, you know, get what you can, make your mistakes, learn from it, and, you know, and move on. So it's been wonderful just the experience so far. So I'm waiting for it to can't wait for the next 2 days. What's to come?
Yeah, next 2 days is CLE hitting it hard with all the choices. And it's nice for our listeners that haven't been here in person, and you know, for virtual, I know we have a separate program, but you know, they offer usually a lot of the segments twice. And so, you know, sometimes it's hard to choose because, like Cassandra was saying, we have so much good quality, not only speakers themselves, but also, you know, their topics. They're things that are of interest. They're things that are, you know, hot right now and things that we need to know. And so sometimes you have to choose, but they offer them another day. So that's kind of a luxury when you're here in person. You can say, oh, well, that one's offered tomorrow afternoon, so I can take it, you know, I can take it this one I want now and get to that one later on. So, Cassandra, are you taking all the CLE this year?
I am indeed. Ah, yes.
Okay.
And I just want to comment that, Joey, I love the fact that you've been intentional. With you hear about something and you take advantage of it, and that's so good. And listening to the podcast, like you're driving and you're listening. That's good. Great. Well,
multitask.
Yeah, multitask.
Already doing the paralegal
and
world.
And continuing to learn in different environments. Yeah. So that is good.
Yeah, because I'm taking full advantage of my GI Bill. So, you know, I'm a full-time student. I'm not working. Last semester, I made a mistake of doing 6 legal classes, 18 credits.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, I'm committed. So, yeah, I survived it. But, you know, but that's how I'm able to hopefully graduate next semester.
Oh, wonderful.
So I got 3 classes.
Fast track that right there.
Exactly.
All right.
Doing
that's
the best.
Great.
I can. Yeah.
That's good. And, you know, with my 30 plus years of being a paralegal, I am still learning and growing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the market is changing. So coming to now a conference provides a resource for me that I need for my career.
Right. And I feel like too, which you probably feel, I mean, Tulsa, and then I'm obviously in Huntington, West Virginia. I mean, not that we're, you know, like out in the sticks, but we're not exactly, you know, in a big, huge city. And we're not, sometimes you feel like, you know, are we seeing what's really going on? Are we really, you know, getting the full picture? And so that's another advantage that I always like when you come here, whether it's through the CLEs or just talking, like you said, to the people, you know, people you don't know, conversations that get struck up while you're, you know, waiting to go into lunch. I mean, you know, just sidebars. You know, it's like it's always beneficial, it seems.
Yes.
Because people are so, I don't know, like when you said they're so welcoming, I mean, I know it sounds like we're a broken record about it, but it really is.
It really is. I agree.
Lifelong friendships. Like, I mean, friends that I have, some of my best friends are not in Huntington, West Virginia. They are from, you know, all across the country. And that's because, you know, of the paralegal profession bringing us together and then, you know, having the platform that NYLA provides for us to come and network and, you know, because that's really what it's all about. I mean, and I'm sure you use it.
Yes.
Don't you love how when your attorney will say, we need to serve some subpoenas in, you know, Florida, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm all over it. Like, it's like it's going to be a problem. And it's like, no, I know like 20 paralegals down there. Yeah. And, you know, and that's, I mean, that's obviously good for you, but it's good ultimately for your company and or if you're a client-based, you know, business, which is, you know, what it's all about, providing the services that we do. So, you know, I think when you're trying to get, you know, for those listening and maybe you haven't been able to come for whatever reason, you know, getting your employers, you know, that's something you can say. It's like, it's seriously, it is not only going to benefit in knowledge, but I mean, it really does benefit the networking. It's not just, I mean, yeah, you might be having a drink or you might be having some lunch and, you know, you feel like you're having some downtime, but those downtime conversations, when they occur, turn out to be very beneficial.
Yeah. You're building relationships that you never know when you're going to can call and get help.
Right.
You phone a friend.
Helpline, on the line. So yeah, and I, like I said, I'm not taking the full CLE this year because I'm presenting in the CP track, which I'm super excited about, doing torts and civil litigation. Those is what I do all day, every day. So it's kind of easy. And I feel like it's fun because, you know, NYLA, there's books, there's, you know, resources, as you know, classes that, you know, NYLA points you to when you're ready to take the CP exam. But I try to bring things that, like, you know, happened last week, you know, something because I'm there every day, you know, and something because even though, yeah, that might not be on the test, it's going to be helpful to them, you know? So I try to bring that element. And I, like you said, when you talk about ever changing, I mean, technology.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the big reasons I think we need to come. And I know they're having, it's about the social media and the text messages and preserving and things like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know if you've had to do any of that, but it's hard getting the records now. And, you know, if any tips and tricks that you can get, I mean, that's another reason for new paralegals that are just starting out, or maybe they're looking for a job. And anything you were mentioning earlier when we were just talking, you know, anything that you can do to, you know, make yourself more marketable.
Yes.
Put something else in your back pocket that someone else is not going to have. And that's really, I think, what Nala sometimes brings to you when you're here. You just never know. That's you could be walking down here and all of a sudden you say, hey, you know, like your dress. And then, you know, and then all of a sudden it turns into, you know, some knowledgeable information that you use down the road. So I'm sure that's been your experience.
And I'm actually doing both. So I'm doing a little bit of the CLEs, a little bit of the CP.
Oh, no. Oh, the review. Okay. Yeah, oh, that's nice. Okay.
So because eventually I like to take the CP exam. So later on down the road. So it's a good thing to, you know, gain the information while I can.
A lot of people take it right when they're, when they graduate, but some don't. I mean, I, let me see. I graduated in 94. I didn't take it till I was pregnant with JD, with my son. So I don't even know what I was waiting till then. But anyway.
But you did. So that's good.
But I did. And I passed. And it's so gratifying when you do pass.
I'm a big procrastinator. So let's not add that to the list. I'm going to try to get it.
Do it now. Focus.
You're in your zone. Just keep going straight ahead.
Try to get it before they put bankruptcy into it.
What are you looking forward to, Cassandra? If you kind of looked over the agenda, do you have any that you're
the
kind of excited
media
about?
Social media is part of it. Real estate.
Oh,
work with.
That's right. I forgot. They have some really cool real estate.
And
things.
I would challenge the paralegals to invest in themselves. And I'm fortunate, blessed. I'm grateful that my employer, the company where I work, has invested in me, and so I can continue my education.
Yep.
But I remember a time when I worked at a private law firm that I had to put up the money and invest in yourself. If you're blessed to have your employee do take advantage of it. And if not, you know, save up. You're worth it. Invest in yourself to manage your career.
Those are some great words of advice, because like you said, sometimes you kind of just overlook it, and sometimes we put ourselves last, and you have family and you have things. But when you look at it down the road, I think it's a small, like you said, a small thing in the grand scheme of things to do for yourself.
Yes.
And like you said, we're worth it. Paralegals, we're valuable.
Yes.
We're awesome, and it's definitely worth it. So anyway, let's take a quick break again to thank our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Filing court documents, serving legal papers, collecting electronic signatures, all critical parts of the litigation process, yet ones that are time-consuming and error-prone. But what if you could do more straight from your case or document management software? InfoTrack automates data entry, document selection, tracking, and information syncing across all these core tasks and more by integrating with your core systems, like Clio, Smokeball, Leap, MyCase, and others. Spend more time on substantive legal work and less time on busy work. Learn how simple it can be at infotrack.com/simple.
Hey, Gee, what's up?
Just having some lunch, Conrad.
Hey, Gee, do you see that billboard out there?
Oh, you mean that guy out there in the gray suit?
Yeah, the gray suit guy.
There's all those beautiful, rich, leather-bound books in the background.
That is exactly the one. That's J.D. McGuffin at law. He'll fight for you!
I bet you he has got so many years of experience.
Like decades and decades. And I bet, Guy, I bet he even went to a law school.
Are you a lawyer? Do you suffer from dull marketing and a lack of positioning in a crowded legal marketplace? Sit down with Guy and Conrad for Lunch Hour Legal Marketing on the Legal Talk Network, available wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Paralegal Voice. I'm Jill Francisco, and I'm so pleased again to have a nice conversation today here live at the NALA 2023 conference in Boston with Cassandra and Joey. And we were just kind of, I was asking what Cassandra's looking forward to, and you know, because we're going to be hitting it heavy here in the next couple of days. And so we wanted to kind of throw that to Joey and talk about, what are you looking forward to, Joey, in the next couple of days with the education and the awesome schedule that NALA has laid out for us?
So definitely, I'm going to be attending the 5th and 14th Amendment CLEs and then the Roe v. Wade.
Oh,
so that's going to be a popular one. And I will see you for torts as well. So
okay.
I'm looking for, you know, just I'm looking forward to that. So, you know, just the information that's going to come out of that.
You're towards the end of your paralegal education, but what brought you to be a paralegal? Like, you know, you're doing all this stuff, you're doing all the right things right now, but what drew you to the field?
Sure, just my love for history, politics, government, and just, it was just loving the legal, you know, somewhere deep down liking legal, you know, years ago, I actually bought a Black's Law Dictionary just for, you know, table piece, you right. know, coffee table. So just, you know, and finally, you know, after 2020, just decided to make it official and go for it. And I've been enjoying it and having fun. So that's why I'm doing this.
And Cassandra, and just to kind of have something to compare, because I don't even know if I've ever asked you, what drew you to be a paralegal?
Okay. Part of what drew me was my family dynamics. I'm from a large family.
Oh, I do know that. Yeah. I do love your large fam.
11 siblings, large family. Thank God for them. But I love being engaged in doing things together with people. And that's what drew me. I worked as a legal secretary, and then I became a paralegal. And helping the attorney, supporting the other groups, and looking at supporting the clients that the attorneys have, those things motivated me to continue. I love the opportunity that NALA gave me when I got my CPA, and that motivated me to continue to develop myself. So it was getting together, working in teams, and the results, when they're great, we got a win at trial, that's super. But I got wins even when we didn't win at trial. I was growing and learning and developing.
You know how it is. What is it? Learning more from the struggle, from the losses sometimes.
That was a great
lesson. That's a lesson. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of let you guys know too, because it reminded me when you talked about the your political, just general interest in the law. So I was in 10th grade and we had electives in high school, and I took a general law elective. Mm-hmm. And was like, what's this? Whatever. So I take it. And I was totally interested in it. Mm-hmm. And my mother was in a different profession. She was a dental hygienist, which I know you know that. I know Cassandra knows that. But what I did know, even at a young age, is she loved her profession. And she loved her job. And she didn't mind going there day in, day out. And she also went above and beyond. And she didn't want to just do her just tasks that are at hand. She wanted to grow the profession. She wanted to do more. She wanted to, you know, always do the most that she could do. And so I saw that and I thought, hey, I'm interested in this. It's fun. I want to do it. I'm motivated to do it. And that's kind of what brought me then to look out and try to look out, scope out schools and things like that that had certain degrees. And for whatever reason, because I mean, 2-year degrees, 4-year degrees, experience, the CP, there's all combination nowadays on how to become a paralegal. And I think any of them are fine. I will get on my soapbox for a minute to say you do need to do something to train yourself, because it is a specialized profession. It's not walk through the door and just try to do it. It is a specialized profession. There are substantive, you know, skills and a skill set needed. So I do think you need something. How you get there, we don't have a one track. We have, it can be a combination, but on the educational soapbox, I think you do need some. But I got the bachelor's degree in criminal justice with a concentration in legal studies, but ended up taking, they had other two concentrations, law enforcement and corrections. Mm-hmm. And I ended up taking all those classes because they came easy to me and they were interesting to me. And as you know, that's easy to do. It's easier to go to a job that you love. Yes. It's easier to, you know, do well at something that you love. So it sounds like, I mean, obviously we're all here, we're all loving the profession, but we all came kind of about it different ways and for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But here we are, and obviously going to be and are successful paralegals. Yeah. So you're looking forward to taking some classes tomorrow and getting some good, knowledge. And I'm not taking full CLE. I admittedly slacked off a little bit. Sometimes you need a break, right, Cassandra?
Yes, that's true. But you are still giving. And that's something about the profession, is the paralegals that give back.
That is true.
And you've done that through the years.
Thank you. That is funny that you say that. I think paralegals, that's a trait. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Always helping.
Yes.
Wanting to share the knowledge. So it's awesome that you bring that. But I really appreciate you guys joining me today. I hope that, you know, you enjoy the rest of the conference, and I hope our listeners will get to take away some of this from this episode. You know, if they were on the fence about coming, maybe they'll join virtually. Maybe they'll come in person. Maybe you'll convince someone to be a paralegal.
Please come on now.
Please. Yeah. That hasn't, that's been on the fence, but anything we can do do. We want to be there for our listeners and let our listeners' paralegal voice be heard. So anyway, this is Jill Francisco signing off for the Paralegal Voice. Please join us next time.
The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, or subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.